This is episode number 73, A Mindset to Lead with Influence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is your host, Dr. Bethany Hansen. I'm very happy to be here with you today talking about a mindset to lead with influence. In today's episode, you're going to walk away with some tips and strategies about thinking in an influential manner. There will be three concrete steps you can try to increase your influence in your organization or in your role. And I hope you will also have some insights about the way you think about those people around you. Influence is an interesting thing. There are books written on influence. There are lots of people well known for their influence. And of course, there are people in the world called influencers. The kind of influence I'm talking about is the kind that will help you be effective with other people in the workplace. And I'll give you a little story just to introduce this idea. I was coaching a young woman who was an upper manager in a tech company, and this person was dealing with a situation that was rapidly evolving. This situation was kind of serious and had the potential for some publicity behind it, and it was kind of spiraling. The situation had to do with someone else who was disgruntled about something they were taking very personally. In this situation, the young woman I was coaching was perplexed about how to proceed. She wanted to sit on the situation over the weekend to think about it and come back it the following week. After a brief discussion, she determined that she should not sit on the situation, that being responsive was a very quick way to act, but also not have to have an answer right away. And in doing that, she was able to open herself up to the power of her own influence toward this other person. She also enabled the situation to just de-escalate naturally, which it did. The idea of influence is an interesting one because we each have our own unique type of influence, whether we like it or not, and whether we're aware of it or not. Sometimes influence comes from our personalities. Sometimes it comes from specific skills and strategies we learn. Regardless of where the influence comes from, we influence everyone around us, either positively or negatively. What kind of influence do you believe you have in the workplace? How do people respond to you? Do you have comments that prompt further thought, that promote people to open up and discuss things with you? Do you have the kind of influence that promotes dialogue, collaboration, and curiosity from other people? Do you have the kind of influence that shows that you are not a threat and gives you the sense of being approachable in other people's viewpoints? What is it about you that other people take as that element that they get when they are around you? Whatever that is, your influence is either inviting people or resisting them. And the kind of resistant influence I'm talking about is the kind that shuts down conversations. You might have the kind of influence that tells people it's your way or the highway. If you're excessively firm, decisive, and very clean-cut about the way you lay things out, perhaps even authoritative in nature, your influence may be one that closes down conversations. Now, you get to decide which kind of influence is positive and which kind is not what you'd like. All of us, as I said, have our own influence already. The type of influence I'd like to share with you today is the kind that I would call an outward mindset type of influence. Now, when you think about things in an outward mindset way, we're thinking about other people as equal to ourselves, rather than being above us or being below us. When we see other people as being equal to ourselves, we see them as people we can speak with, people we can interact with, and people who we would like to get more curious about. If we see people as better than ourselves, then we feel undeserving or unworthy, and we start to need to be seen as a certain way. Maybe we put on a mask when we interact with them, Or we flip a switch and we have to perform a certain way in front of them. Or maybe we just don't even show up at all because we don't feel good enough around that person. If we see other people as beneath us, as if we're better than them, then we either act a little bit authoritative or demanding or aggressive towards them, as if our way is correct all the time, it's our way or the highway, or we might actually deserve things. We might act like they need to do service for us, or they owe us things like information or explanations or certain levels of performance. Either one of these, acting as if we're above or below other people, really puts us in a place of having a resistant mindset. And that kind of resistant mindset shuts down our positive influence. It means that we might get what we want, but it's going to be in a way that is not inviting other people to come back again. An openness toward other people is that level playing field where we see ourselves on the same plane as others. When we see ourselves as equal to other people, as good enough compared to other people, and we see them as equal to us, now we have somewhere to go. So in this kind of situation, we can have influence as leaders. This is irrespective of titles or status in an organization or educational background or areas of expertise. Everyone is a human being, and we, of course, all have to buy groceries, all have to eat meals, we all have to sleep at night, and we all have to get better when we're sick. In that sense, we are all the same. If we look at each other with that sort of mindset as leaders, this is where we begin to have the kind of influence that can grow and be massively effective. Influence is about seeing other people and seeing them as humans. And beyond that, secondly, it's finding out what their objectives really are. When we want to have influence towards others, it strikes me that most of us think that means we're going to talk at them. We're going to give them our information. We want to tell them things. We want to convey a message. But the truth is, influence begins by getting to know the other person. We are open to whatever they are thinking, whatever their experience might be, and whatever their objectives really are. So before we can influence others as leaders, we need an open mindset or an outward mindset to see other people. Once we can see others and get to know them a little bit, we can build a relationship with others. And I'm not talking about the kind of relationship where we might consider building to get what we want. If we're doing that, we're still putting those people above or beneath us, and we're kind of using them like vehicles. Or maybe we want to influence them, but they're really a pain to us. We don't want to interact with them at all. And in a case like that, where there's someone we just think is very difficult, we might be tempted to go around them completely and not even consider them in what we're trying to do. And in that case, those people become irrelevant to us, or irrelevancies. And again, we're treating them as if they're either above or beneath us, but they're not on this level playing field. Now, as we're working with someone else that we want to influence, as I mentioned, the first step is to get to know something about them, see them as human beings, and understand their objectives. The other thought is to build a relationship. Now, sometimes you cannot build a relationship. Maybe the other person is resisting you. You can still be quite open and approachable and outward towards this person, even though they may resist you. You can be as authentic as possible. Next, you can learn and listen. So in any business meeting or a Zoom call or some kind of a interaction where you might be with this other person, if they're sharing their opinions or their assumptions or their position on something, it would help you to take a lot of notice of what they're sharing. This will inform you about their position, their objectives, what they care most about, and what you need to consider when you'd like to share some influence with them. Whatever it is you want to do with your influence, considering other people's objectives is critical to having successful influence. In some ways, this idea of an outward mindset can seem overly vulnerable or open. Perhaps you feel like you'll have to share too much or be able to open up so much that the other person might just walk all over you. And of course, that's a very real possibility. That's a threat that could happen. So with this openness, I'm not suggesting that you share all of your cards or that you open up and tell your whole story. You also need to be wise in the amount of information you share with other people as you're trying to be open with someone who is resisting you. But there's a known fact that when you are generous and gracious with other people, it invites them to be trustworthy. When you do that, and others are invited to open up, if they do that, then you have a chance to get to know them better and tailor your message to what they need so you can meet their objectives alongside your objectives. Or in other words, while you're trying to reach your goal and have your influence, you can also help them along the way so their needs are met too. There are times where a business decision you're going to make might really make it difficult for someone else. Maybe it's going to close down their options, lay off some of their team, reduce their budget, or in some other way massively inhibit that person. Of course, that happens. That's a typical thing that occurs in the business world. But it doesn't mean we have to do it swiftly and secretly or in a way that abuses that other person. We can have a lot of influence towards that person for their good when we know what they really want, and we consider that when we are carrying out our decisions and having an influence. So as a leader, having an influence toward other people includes seeing them as humans, hearing them, knowing their objectives, getting to know them, and treating them in a way that you're considering their objectives alongside any decision that you're going to make as you broaden your influence and your impact. So there you have it. I've given you 3 steps to your influence there in relationships in your organization. Now, I'd like to get back to that story where I began this podcast. I told you about a young woman who was a manager who needed to deal with a tough situation, a potentially hostile person she needed to call on the telephone. In that situation, this person figured out that she could actually call that person and just listen and hear them out and have no answers at all. In management and leadership positions, we often think that we need to have the offense or the answers right up front, or that we need to deliver a message or have something to say, when many times we can have much more impact and influence with other people when we first listen and just hear them. What ended up happening was she was able to listen effectively on that call, and the person who was upset could be heard. That's right. You don't need all the answers, and you don't need any answers at all when you are beginning this process of having true influence with other people. She left the phone call, was able to regroup, think about it over the weekend, and come back with information and answers, while at the same time, she was humane and responsive by making that initial phone call quickly and before the weekend happened. As you think about your leadership and the type of influence you'd like to have with others, I'd like to encourage you today to think about an outward mindset where you can hear others, listen to their concerns, and help them to be seen before responding. Build those relationships and understand what others care most about and what their objectives are so that you can consider these as you're moving forward. I wish you all the best in thinking about these topics this coming week and using your true influence with other people.